Things like resins, like pine resin, I do that in the wintertime because it's one of the only things I can harvest in the wintertime and it's nice and cold. So it just, flakes off really
Not
easily.
quite so sticky.
Right? Not so sticky. And you make sure you don't get it, not from the wound, but like that strip down. So we want the excess, not the stuff that's actually protecting the tree.
And what do you do with the resin?
Well, a couple of things. One, just kind of learned on accident, was to just do a tincture. And so you take just like a little small jar and maybe do about a quarter to a third of your pine resin or spruce resin, and then do a brandy or a vodka on top of that, and then shake daily. And I've let mine go quite a long time, 4 to 6 months actually. And usually because I harvest in the spring and then it gets so busy. And I'm like, oh yeah, I still got you. And it's really good for lungs. Like when you have just like the croupy, sticky, yellow mucus, ugh, and you want to get it out, so that if you take the tincture, like about 30 drops, it heats you up, warms you up, and gets that stuff out. And it's great for hands. I like to add it to a beeswax, olive oil, and cottonwood bud blend. And it smells good and it heats up. I made the mistake of putting it all over me one time after the shower. By the time I got upstairs, I was sweating. I was like, oh my gosh, it's because it's just stimulating. It brings circulation going. So that's another aspect. And splinters works great for getting splinters out.
Because it works them out.
Yeah, so like in the summertime, if you get a splinter, you put it on there and sometimes you can pull it out. It doesn't work all the time, but that's an option.